Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we'll be talking about Ray's Jazz Shop. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251.
Ray's Jazz Shop is named after Ray Smith, who was the owner of the shop for a long time. And he was born in 1934 and died in 2011. So a fairly good life. He himself was a jazz drummer in the 1950s. He'd got into jazz in the 40s and 50s, particularly big band with like Dizzy Gillespie and Lionel Hampton when he was away at boarding school. Then in the 1950s, he started playing with quite a few really good players, actually. He was a drummer, and he played with Wally Fawkes and the Troglodytes, and he also played quite a lot with Bobby Wellens. But as a day job, he was working for Collett's, which was a left-wing bookshop. And at that time, Charing Cross Road was full of bookshops and that area. And also St. Martin's was there, the art school, and that's how he got to know people like Peter Blake. Well, Collett's moved their jazz division and their folk division to from New Oxford Street to Shaftesbury Avenue in 1974. And at that point, Ray was the manager, and he was working with, I think he was the manager actually, I'm not 100% sure of that. He was working with Matthew Wright there and a guy called Bob Glass. So after a bit of time, Collett's decided that they would move the records back into their shop on Charing Cross Road. And that's when Ray decided with some other employees to buy up basically the lease. And he came into a lot of 78 records, which were mint condition, that Chris Barber had found in a warehouse in New Jersey on the labels Savoy and DG, which is Dizzy Gillespie's record label, for example, and also a couple of others. And people on there were like Charlie Parker, Dexter Gordon, Sonny Stitt, Wardell Gray, a lot of really great people. So he kept those records in the basement and had a big stock of those 78s to sell. Unusually, you know, 78 bebop records are quite hard to find. The earlier stuff is easier. And overall, over time, various other people took over the management. Glyn Callingham and Paul Pace are two good examples. And it became a bit, they had live sessions as well. It became a bit of a hangout for people, like even Slim Gaylard was a regular when he was living at the end of his life here. Anyway, my memories of Ray's Jazz Shop is laughing at the bin called Rare as Hen's Teeth, which was records that, you know, were very hard to find. And they didn't have a price. It's like, you know, make us an offer and we'll tell you if you're anywhere near close. Did you manage to visit the old shop?
I definitely went to Ray's Jazz. Yeah, I don't think I went that often. I think we were talking about this earlier. I never had a record player. I was more of a kind of CD person. So I tended to go to Tower Records. That was my kind of place to go and find stuff. But I definitely visited Ray's, and I remember it being there and, you know, people talking about it and it being on the scene, really.
I think Paul Pace did bring in CDs, and certainly when he was the manager, eventually it moved in 2002, to Foyle's bookshop, didn't it?
Yeah, which, and in fact, I still go to the
Foyle's one.
To Foyle's one, yeah, yeah. I still go there, and they still have secondhand CDs there, which I very often buy. So it's still going as an
that's now the old thing, isn't it, Nick? when record was the old thing. I remember them giving very good advice, actually, and I often would spend, you know, go in with 20 quid and come out with three records, and it was a long process, and they were very helpful in that process. In fact, it was interesting because this is something we'll tie in. And one of the websites talking about Ray's Jazz Shop, there was a guy saying that he'd gone in to try and find the soundtrack from Sven Klang's Combo, which he had watched on BBC Two, and they managed to dig out a Swedish import of that from the basement. It's an interesting thing, record buying, and maybe we'll talk about records as the media in a bit more detail in another episode. My name's Simon Whiteside. You've been listening to 251.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.